Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guardians with a huge series against Minnesota, and there are all kinds of things going on in the wide world of sports, and we talk to them. I talk about them every Friday with our super friend of the show, the pride of Geneva, who now calls Tampa home, at least during the summer while he's talking about baseball, where he is a color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays.
There's only one home for BA.
That's true. And it is?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, his name is Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
Well, hello, fellas. How we doing?
We are good.
We're pumped. We're ready. We have baseball.
Weekend.
We have football. We can't wait.
Huge weekend.
Listen, let's be honest. The next 2 months, and I know that we've talked about this before, the next 2 months are the best 2 months on the sport calendar, in my humble opinion. You have pennant race baseball, you've got football kicking off, then you flip into October, now you've got baseball, and football is still going. It does not get any better, and all of these weekends are huge. And especially you think about the Cleveland storyline, with what is going on in that division, the series they have to play, the Guardians, and then you've got Baker versus the Browns. I mean, it does not get much bigger. And, we're in New York, and at 1 o'clock on Sunday, as we're getting ready to take on the Yankees in a very important series for the Rays.
Hey, B.A., hang on a second.
Ticket watching the Browns kick off against the Panthers.
B.A., are you driving through the Holland Tunnel right now? Because either your Bluetooth switched over or you went to speakerphone. Can you hear us? Hello, my friend. Hello. B.A., you there?
This is going well.
Oh, this is outstanding. I love live radio. Brian, can you hear us? Oh, we lost him. Wow. That could be a first. He's been on our show for, what, 10 years?
Maybe he is in the tunnel.
Maybe he was going through the Holland Tunnel, right? Isn't that what it is, the Holland Tunnel in New York?
Fine.
Your New York geography is not helping me.
That is correct.
All right, now we are reestablishing a line with Brian Anderson. So, again, I do think if there's a guy that understands it, that knows and knows what it takes here, especially after watching, living it, to play on a World Series team and play on a couple World Series teams and win a championship, understanding what this last month is all about, you know, I do think that there's some psychological stuff going on here at the end, especially when you're a young team. And trying to get it. All right, let's try him again. Hang on. Hey, B.A., you there now?
Yes, I am. Maybe it had to do with being stuck on the 27th floor in Midtown Manhattan.
Boom. I thought it was either that or you were underneath a tunnel.
Yeah. Well, no. That's specifically why I stayed in the room. I'm like, if I go outside with all the nonsense that goes on in New York City, who knows how this will go? So I specifically stayed in the room, and apparently that didn't work either.
So, well, you sound much better now. All right, let me ask you this, because you've been there as a player. You've watched it as a broadcaster, especially down in Tampa. You're the youngest team in Major League Baseball. You're sitting on September 9th with a game-and-a-half lead over both the Twins and White Sox. You will play both teams. In fact, you're going to play the Twins eight times here coming up in the next 12 games. What advice, if you could walk into that clubhouse and be a captain of that team, what advice would you give the young guys that are going through this for the first time?
I would tell them, be yourself. Stay within yourself. You know, this is the same kind of issue that sometimes guys have when they're coming from AAA to the big leagues. All of a sudden, that next level, you feel like you have to do more, that you that your slider has to get better, that your fastball has to have more late movement on it. You know, you feel like you need to do more. And when you do that, typically you do less. When you're trying too hard, things typically do not go your way. And I think that's what could potentially, I don't think that'll be the case, but that's what potentially could happen with a young team. Now, all of a sudden, it's, you know, we're closing in on mid-September. You've got big series within the division. Your lead is razor thin. Now all of a sudden I start to press and I start to try to do too much and I start to try to do more than I'm capable of, and performance at that point will suffer. So it's like, hey guys, what got us here will get us to the finish line. All right, let's focus in on the fundamentals. Let's clean up our game. Let's be focused each and every pitch. Have an idea of what you're going to do with the ball if it comes to you. All of those things. Just maintain your focus, but do not try to do more than you're capable of. Just continue on. But I do think that attention to detail this time of year is really important, and it's what has allowed the Rays to really take off through the month of August and even here into September. They're playing some of the best baseball in the majors, and it's because their attention to detail and their focus is on point. They're not making stupid mistakes, unforced errors, and when you do that, you make it very tough for the opposition to beat you.
Brian, I think it's a pleasant surprise for a lot of folks that the Guardians are in a pennant race sitting right here. Is it a bigger surprise that neither the Twins nor the White Sox have pulled away in this division, that they've been kind of, you know, just bouncing back and forth around 500 all year?
You know, I would say maybe more so for the Twins, because I thought that they went out and made some acquisitions that you felt like that was going to put them over the hump and that they would slowly but surely be able to pull away. The White Sox, you know, it's interesting. The last 2 years, you've come into the season and there's been a lot of hype around the White Sox. Boy, look at all these players, and on and on and on they go. And, you know, of course, we don't get to see them as often as Cleveland does. But the two series a season ago that we saw them and the two series that we saw them here in 2022, I came away very less than impressed every series. I'm like, this is the team. This is the team that gets all the hype. Then you play them a little bit further down the road. Really? That's the same team? Like, just was never have never been impressed with the White Sox. And maybe it's just been some off series. I think one of the series, they actually took two of three from us. And you still didn't feel, you know, that enamored with them. So I would say maybe a little bit more so for the Twins. But at the end of the day, it was always going to be a winnable division if you played solid baseball. And that's it. If you just play solid baseball, timely hitting, we know that the Guardians can pitch, and that's what they have been able to do for you know, 5.5 months or so. And they've put themselves right in a position that they're leading. And in three more weeks, you know, that's where you kind of hope that they hope that they end up, because it'd be a great story.
Big day for baseball today. It sounds like they're going to implement a couple of rule changes that we've talked about a little bit too. And you know, you've got larger bases, you've got the pitch clock coming in, and what was the third thing I forgot? And no shift. I don't know. I look at some of these. I just wonder, coming from your perspective, a guy who had an unbelievable pickoff move at first base, you know, what do you think of the pitch clock, and what do you think of the larger bases? And then I'll get to the shifting after that. But what do you think of those first two?
You know, I don't really have a problem with either one of them. I think that the larger bases are, you know, they may look goofy because you're just so used to seeing the field and all the dimensions that go with it. And so that may look a little goofy, but I think that we'll get used to that in no time. I think the pitch clock, I think that it's not going to hurt. I certainly hope it helps everybody pick up the pace. I like anything in the game that picks up the pace, because there's a lot of dead time in baseball anyway. And when you're taking forever in between pitches, especially these guys that come out, see, as a pitcher, you know what you want to do. You know what the game plan is. You throw your first pitch, and immediately, based on the result of that pitch, maybe a tell that the hitter gave you, maybe the count, you immediately know what you want to do next. And to take all that time in between and just ground the game to a halt doesn't make any sense to me. So, the bases you'll get used to, the pitch clock, I love that because it'll help you pick up the pace. And then we can talk about the shift whenever you feel ready.
I think now's a good time. As a pitcher, do you like having defenders in a shift situation, or does it concern you because there's the whole side of the infield wide open? I don't understand why you get rid of the shift. To me, the onus goes on to the offensive player. Hey, hit the ball the other way. I mean, it's a basic part of the game, isn't it, BA?
It was a basic part of the game. It is not the game anymore, and that's why they're doing it. They're manufacturing these rules or rule changes, I should say, to fit into how the game is played today, instead of forcing the hitters, as you well put, to make the adjustment on their own. It's maddening when you see a guy at the plate, and I've seen it here recently. I'll leave it at that, where you've got runners, you know, second and third, you know, one out, two out, doesn't really matter. You've got a guy at the plate, you know, who is proven to handle the bat, probably going to hit you, you know, 10 to 15 home runs in a season, and they run the shift on him, where all you have to do, forget about even smoking a ball to the opposite field. All you got to do is get one rolling that way. And then what makes it worse is the pitcher is throwing pitches on the outside part of the plate, the easiest pitch to hit the other way. And yet we still want to roll over the ground ball to the right side and end the inning without getting a run. It's maddening, but that's the way the game is taught. That's what they tell these guys. Don't worry about the shift. This is what we want you to do. We want you to pull for power, get the ball in the air. You know, there are very few well-rounded hitters in the game. You know who is a really good hitter and will take advantage of the shift, and you can't really play him that way? Think about the kid with the Twins, Luis Arraez.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he handles the bat. He hits the ball all over the place. He becomes tough to defend because you have to play him straight up. A lot of other guys, they're easy. Just put everybody over there. He's going to hit it right to you. The onus is on the hitters, but they are making this rule change to just try to form fit it into the way that the game is being played today. And I don't particularly care for it, but you know, we'll see how it plays out, because if it comes down to where you hear what they're saying, that you're going to have four infielders and all of them have to be on the dirt and you can only have two on a side, you know, you're still going to take that shortstop and slide him real close to second base. So it may not be the shift where the second baseman is out there in right field, but you will still have some significant movement on that infield dirt. They'll find a way to move some guys around and stay within the rules.
Stephen Kwan was the guy I was thinking about. If you look at his spray chart, man, it's all over the place.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, he is fun to watch because he's such a throwback style of player. You know, doesn't like to strike out, doesn't like to swing and miss, and he'll hit the ball all over the place. Those guys are tough to pitch to, and they're tough to defend, and especially if they can run. And obviously he can do that too. Run well, I should say.
40% of a starting rotation is out right now if you're Terry Francona. Is there anything a manager can do other than throw somebody out there and keep your fingers crossed, BA?
No. I mean, that's it. That's where you rely on the personnel that you have. And this is where the offseason becomes very important. And I'm not talking about this offseason, but I'm talking about last offseason. This is where depth comes into play. You know, everybody's banged up this time of year, whether it be position players, whether it be pitchers, starters, bullpen, whatever it may be, there's going to be guys that are nicked up and injured. And that's where your depth comes in. If you've got quality depth, you can continue on and not miss a beat. That's one area where the Rays have thrived. They've got 20. How about this, guys? They've got 25 different pitchers this season that have at least one win. 25.
Wow.
That speaks. Yeah, is that incredible?
Yeah,
25 different pitchers with a win, but that speaks to the depth. That speaks to them being, you know, thinking ahead and being able to foreshadow that. You know, hey, or not foreshadow, but foretell basically that. Listen, we're gonna run into some injury issues. We're gonna build quality depth, and when they are needed, they're gonna step up, and we aren't gonna miss a beat. And that's where, you know, losing a couple of starting pitchers, it's next man up. And that's where the depth has to be built in the off season, and it has to be developed during the season so that when these situations come up, they can be well managed.
All right, BA, we only have a couple more minutes here. I'm just curious your thoughts on the Browns and Panthers this weekend. Last thing, we've got about 30 seconds.
You know what? Here's what I think. I think that somehow the you know, weather may come into play, may not. I think the Browns are going to find a way to win this game. I think as far as Baker Mayfield goes, I think that they know him obviously very well. He also knows them very well. I think that they will dial up some things for Baker early where he'll look pretty good early. But I think as the game, you know, grinds on, that he will bog down and the Browns will end up winning the game.
All right, there you have it. Brian Anderson.
Good analysis.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, BA, we will talk to you soon.
Good.
All right, have a good weekend. Thanks, man.
All right.
And, of course, BA was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.